Good morning. So this is a very famous gospel, this Let Your Light Shine, you know, the kind of the source of many different songs and spiritual singing, you know, Let Your Light Shine. It's a beautiful idea. It kind of just means to not be an invisible Christian, to let your light shine. Imagine if one of you, you know, discovered the cure for cancer. I would hope that you wouldn't keep it to yourself. You can kind of let that out. If you had the secret to how to stop the Russia-Ukraine war, I hope that you wouldn't keep that to yourself, but that you would let that out. If you have something good, don't put it under a basket like the gospel says, let it out. I actually saw this in kind of an interesting way many years ago. A young couple was getting married in the parish where I was, and I knew them a little bit. They both had good jobs. They seemed to be kind of a well-put-together couple, very mature. And they said they wanted to get together to talk about getting married, and so, but they wanted to do it, they wanted to take me to a nice restaurant to talk about it. So I said, let me think about it. Okay. So we go to this nice place, and we sit down, and I always kind of have standard questions that I ask. I always like to know, you know, how did you meet, and tell me about your engagement, the moment of engagement, because that's always sometimes a really interesting story. So I said, so tell me how you met. Well, right away, they both started to cry. I didn't think it was a hurtful question, but they just both started to cry because they were so emotional about remembering that special moment when they first laid eyes on each other. And I kind of knew this couple was very emotional, but they really got emotional. They were crying and kind of having a hard time talking, and kind of got some of the attention of the people around us. So I said, okay, tell me about the moment of engagement. Well, even more tears. They were just, you know, just gasping and crying and all this kind of stuff. And I could see the waiter come over to take our order and then kind of turn around and walk away. It took a while to get lunch, actually. But after a while, pretty much the whole restaurant was kind of noticing what was going on, and they were smiling and kind of nudging each other and kind of looking over at this couple that was so deeply in love. But here's the key, they were so obviously in love. They were visibly in love. They were demonstrably in love. It wasn't something that they were keeping silent and quiet inside. It was something that everyone can see. And when other people actually see the presence of love in someone else, they like it. It causes them to smile. And actually, they may be looking at their spouse and saying, how come we're not like that? Or maybe, you know, to kind of think about their relationship and maybe kind of revive it and, you know, do something about it. By the way, that's why we do wedding ceremonies the way that we do. We do wedding ceremonies by having the couple up here. At the moment a couple gets engaged, in a sense, that's the moment they are married. The sacrament of marriage is when we bring them forward to the altar and then they say what they said at their engagement. They say it out loud for everyone to hear and everyone to see, because it's a sacrament. It's something that's visible. It's meant to have an impact and an effect on all the people who come in. And I can tell you, as someone who's done about 1,000 weddings in my career, people during the wedding are kind of looking around, you know, all during the wedding until the moment of the vows. And when they say the vows, everyone has rigid attention on the couple. And you can tell that they are very, very deeply impressed by what they see and hear. This gospel, wedding couples, really, every message of Jesus is telling us that there is no such thing as an invisible Christian. We cannot be invisible about our faith. If you have the cure for cancer, let someone know. If you have the cure for the Russian-Ukraine war, don't keep it to yourself. If you have the person of Jesus in your Catholic faith, in your heart, don't put a lid on it. Let other people know. It can be simply as something as simple as making the sign of the cross and saying grace in a restaurant, kind of acknowledging that you're a Catholic if you're in different conversations. There is no such thing as an invisible Christian. If you have the person of Jesus within you, that is the best talent, that is the best gift to let everyone know.